From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling on Britain's young people to reject pessimism, cynicism, and xenophobia in London today, one day after dealing with stinging criticism over his remarks expressing support for Britain to stay in the European Union. The U.S. president told a town hall meeting of youth that globalization and integration should be seen not as threats, but as opportunities. He told those gathered that right now is the best time ever to be alive.
If you could choose one time in history where the chances that you led a fulfilling life were most promising, you choose right now.
On this visit to London, Mr. Obama has also, again, stepped into the debate whether the country will stay in the EU, urging British voters to remain in the Union in a June referendum. That is in support of Prime Minister David Cameron's position, but it's likely to come up during a closed-door meeting today with the British Labour Party. German Chancellor and top EU officials traveled to Turkey today to try to smooth over tensions that have arisen after an EU-Turkey deal last month to curb the number of migrants pouring into Europe. Angela Merkel, European Council President Donald Tusk, and First Vice President of the European Commission Frans Timmermans were greeted by the Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu on their arrival in a city close to Turkey's border with Syria. The European leaders are expected to visit a refugee camp and then negotiate the deal further behind closed doors. South Korea's military says North Korea's submarine-launched ballistic missile test does not appear to have been a success. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff said today a projectile was fired from a submarine toward the sea. The Associated Press reports the U.S. State Department would not comment on the launch, but said that such tests are a violation of U.N. sanctions and resolutions. This is VOA News. More than 170 countries have signed an agreement at the UN aimed at limiting the rise of global temperatures and slowing the effects of climate change. Secretary of State John Kerry represented the United States at the UN signing.
All of this is what we now know definitively is what is going to define the new energy future, a future that is already being defined, but even yet to be discovered.
The so-called Paris Agreement still has to be ratified in each of the signing countries. Four academics and two journalists are on trial in Turkey in separate cases related to increasingly restricted free speech in the country. The academics face charges related to producing what prosecutors describe as terrorist propaganda after signing a declaration condemning Turkey's military action against Kurdish rebels. The journalists are in court for a third hearing in their espionage trial, and they could face life in prison over a story published alleging the Turkish government smuggled weapons to Syria. Turkey researcher Emma Sinclair Webb of Human Rights Watch.
Basically, this means you can go after any kind of government critical political opponent on the grounds that they are somehow promoting, in the vaguest terms, terrorism. So it's an extremely worrying move.
Turkey's European and U.S. allies are voicing growing concern for freedom of expression and other human rights in Turkey, but the country is dismissing the concern, saying it faces unprecedented terror threats from Kurdish rebels and Islamic State militants. Authorities in northwestern Bangladesh say several assailants with machetes have attacked a university professor in the city of Rajshahi. The 58-year-old professor was an advisor to several cultural programs. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, and a motive is not immediately apparent, but police say it is similar to other attacks carried out by Islamic militants. Earlier this month, the U.S. offered resources and expertise to the Bangladeshi government as Dhaka investigates the latest in a series of murders of secular bloggers in the country. Medical examiners have now performed an autopsy on the legendary U.S. musician Prince, trying to determine why he died on Thursday. Jim Olson is the sheriff in the area, and he spoke with reporters about the procedure.
Dr. Quinn Strobel, who is a Carver County medical examiner, responded. There were no obvious signs of trauma on the body at all. The body was transported to Dr. Strobel's office for an autopsy, and that is being done today. Results from that autopsy may take several weeks, which is not unusual.
During his 35 years in the music business, Prince sold more than 100 million albums worldwide, won 7 Grammys, and picked up an Oscar for Best Original Song Score for the movie Purple Rain. He was 57 years old.
That's the latest world news from VOA.